Number 5.
Amy, I heard you're looking for a part-time job.
I'm thinking about working at a restaurant as a server. I could use the money to help pay for school fees.
Well, I hope you like standing for long periods of time.
I would get breaks, you know. I doubt it would be that bad.
Well, I think you should buy some comfortable shoes, just in case.
I need to get the job first.
Question. What does the man imply?
Number 6.
We still need to buy a present for Carla and Antonio's wedding. Have you checked out the gift registry yet?
Yes. But the only things left on the list are really expensive items, like the silver dining set.
I warned you that if we didn't choose something quickly, the affordable stuff would all be gone.
Sorry, you were right. What should we do? Get them something cheaper that's not on the list?
No, I'd rather not take any chances. We don't want to give them something they might not want.
Question. What will these people probably do?
Number 7.
Would you mind picking up some takeout on your way home?
No problem. How about burgers?
Too greasy. I was thinking about that Korean restaurant we went to last week.
That's not exactly on my way home. And it's a little pricey.
I know, but the servings are huge. We'd have enough for lunch tomorrow, too. Korean food is just as good the next day.
All right. They're usually pretty quick with orders, so I should be home by around 6.
Question. What is one reason the woman suggests the Korean restaurant?
Number 8.
We should start planning our vacation for this year.
How about escaping the cold weather and going somewhere tropical with a nice beach?
I was hoping we could go skiing.
Well, what did we do on our last vacation?
We went camping. You caught that giant fish at the lake, remember?
Oh, right. And you wanted to go sightseeing in town, but the kids and I outvoted you.
That's right.
Okay, let's do what you want this time. I'll tell the kids we're headed for the mountains.
Question. What are these people going to do for their vacation?